third Mishnah in the fourth and final parak. In Parsana Shema, we don't really have this anymore, but people used to come late to shul and they missed the minyan. So no, we still have that, but we don't have the Parsana Shema part of it, which is, and they want to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Parson from the language of pras, which means half. And they would say one of the brachos of Kriyas Shema, and then they would say Kriyas Shema together. Vein over in lifnei hateva shliach tzibor for purposes, let's say, of chazaras hashatz. Vein osedes kapeim duchening. Vein karen batorah kriyas hatorah. Vein maftirin benavi or reading a haftorah. Vein osed mamad umoshav, the mamados that we have in a beis olam. Vein omrim birkas avelim v'tanchumi avelim birkas chasanim and sheva brachos. Vein mizamnin b'shem. The use of Elokeinu, Pachos Me'asara. So half of these are Dvarim Shebikdusha, that, let's say for Kaddish, for Baruch Hu, for Kedusha and the Chazar Sashatz, it is really a minyan that's required for that. And the other, are a matter of, Kavodat Tzibur, that, when it comes to Mamados, not a Dvar Shebikdusha, but, requires, the presence of a Tzibur, that, represents, the community, in wishing the Avelim consolation. During Corona, it was a very big issue because there were periods of time when the maximum gathering was four people, and it was very difficult to schedule chasanas on that basis because you try to have a chasana, you really need to have the Sheva Brachos are essential. The halacha is kalab lo bracha asur labayla, that you actually really need to have the Sheva Brachos. It's a very complicated thing. There's at the extremes perhaps some leniencies for situations where you're not able to have them, so maybe you could do it within a year's amount of time. Things that are very, very esoteric that became very practical under extreme situations that we were going through, but basically a minyan is required. B'karkos tisha v'kohen, if a person, this is from the world of Erko, so if a person donates a certain amount of karka and then wants to redeem it out, so they need 10 people there, one of whom is a kohen, v'adam chayotze bahen, as well as erkos of a person. Hakori b'torah lo yivchos mishlosh psukim. Again, that's the standard rule. Once we have alios, it has to be a minimum of three psukim. Lo yikra lo mitvergim an yosem yipasuk echad. That if you're, when the Jewish people came back during the days of Ezra from Bavel Taret Yisrael, they didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. They had no idea what was going on. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGedola had to give us brachos and tfilos. People had no idea what Hebrew was. So they would listen to reading the Torah. It might as well be in Chinese. They had no idea what any of it meant. So Ezra established a practice called the Meturgaman, that it should be translated. It could be helpful today as well. The only reason we don't do it is because we don't have authoritative translations. Maybe if, you know, Art Scroll will make it to the big time. But in principle, it's a good idea that people should know what it actually says in the Chumash. It would lengthen shul considerably, but you'd have to read one pasuk at a time. The reason you don't read multiple pasukim at a time is because we don't want there to be mistakes, because we learn halachos from the Chumash. But when it comes to the Navi, they had no idea what was going on in the Haftorah either, but there you could do it three pasukim at a time because the stakes were much lower. Usually the Nevi'im are exhorting the Jewish people to live according to, you know, basic Jewish values, but the precision is not as critical because you don't have halachos that are being derived from the Navi in almost all cases. Hayushloshtan shalosh parashios, with the three different sections of Navi, karin echad echad, because it would be too confusing to people. Medalgin b'Navi v'en medalgin b'Torah. When it comes to Haftorah, we have this very, very often, you can skip sections. Generally speaking, we don't skip in Kriyas HaTorah. There is an exception to this on Yom Kippur, since it's b'inyan echad, it says the Kohen Gadol would skip from reading the Avodas Yom HaKippurim to Ach Be'asor L'Chodesh HaShvi Hazeh to Parshas Emor. V'ad Kama Hu Medaleg, so how much can a person actually skip? Ad Kedei Shelo Yifsok HaTurgaman, it's a Tircha Ditzibur otherwise. So whatever amount of time that it takes to roll shouldn't be longer than it takes the Turgaman to explain whatever it is that's going on in the Psukim. So if you're Be'inyan Echad, you can't go that far. So let's say the Kohen Gadol is going from Parshas Achrimos to Parshas Hamor, should be pretty doable to get from one to the other. But, you know, more than that would be a difficult feat to pull off. Therefore, there's you know, at some point, the Kohen Gadol says to them, very famous line, Harbe Yoser Mishakarasi Lifnechem Kasov Kan, much more than I was able to read to you is written here. You should appreciate how much more there is to the story. I'll hold it up there. And God